feel that science education is not the knowledge of science, it's the way of understanding, it's the critical thinking and the problem solving that science teaches you. And I feel that as people around the world are more educated, are becoming more critical thinkers, it helps to achieve peace. I feel that science is an international language. It doesn't have any borders. You write a chemical equation and everybody in every country in the world knows exactly what you wrote. From the other point of view, I think that the scientific problems that face our planet don't have borders either. I believe that collaboration between nations is a bridge to peace, because the collaboration breaks down the border. So when you can have collaborations between different scientists in the Middle East, between Israelis and Palestinians that work together with the Americans, but everybody works together, they get a different image of each other than if they don't have a chance to collaborate with each other, they don't have a chance to meet each other. They suddenly realize that the person that's supposed to be the enemy is a friend, not an enemy. It means that scientists have the obligation and have a special position that they can be the one to push for peace. And I hope that, let me tell you, if we could have more money to spread our conferences and do it more often with more people, I think we would see the peace coming much faster. At first, I'm very proud to receive the George Brown Award because I was following his work for many, many years. A second thing is I'm very honored to share it with Brian Tucker because I know exactly what he is doing. So this is gives me a big pleasure. And knowing that the first award went to Jack Gibbons, whom I know, I feel that it's a wonderful company to be with.